Hello?
Is that Willie?
Yes, is that Frank?
Yes.
Listen, Frank, what's going on? I've received the parcel and there is no money. There's no money here.
Did you see the brown envelope?
Yes, I saw the brown envelope. The brown envelope has nothing in it. I opened the centre of the magazine like you told me, and I saw the two pages that you stapled together. So I undid that, and there was no money there at all. Now who was...
There is money inside the brown envelope. Did you see the money, the letter for the names for the Western Union?
Yes, I've got the brown envelope here in front of me. The brown envelope has a letter with the names of the people you want to send the money to. Just one second.
Yes, the money is inside the letter.
Yeah, but just one second, let me just get everything together and then we can go through it. I've got the letter here and it's got four names on it. It's got Kingsley Sunday, Williams Andre, Ben Equay, John Egwon. That was in the small brown envelope, but there was nothing else in that envelope. Now, who is Mr. Kingsley Sunday?
That's my secretary that I sent to go and send the package.
Right, well, I think you had better speak to your secretary because the money is not here.
Was the envelope sealed?
The envelope was stapled. The Federal Express, do you mean the Federal Express envelope or the brown envelope?
Was the envelope opened or was it sealed?
The envelope, which envelope? The Federal Express
one? The brown envelope.
The brown envelope was stapled.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't know what's going on. You need to speak to your secretary, but I've been through every single page of the magazine and every single piece of paper here. And that money is not here.
The money was put inside the letter. I did it myself. I put the money inside the letter, inside the white paper where I included the funding.
Well, I think you need to have a word with your secretary then, Frank, because the money is definitely not here. In the small brown envelope, there was a letter with four names that you told me to send the payment to, and there was nothing else. There was no money. So I think you need to speak to your secretary because something wrong has happened here. The Federal Express envelope has not been opened because that was sealed and it's got sealing wax, so nobody can get into that envelope without me knowing about it.
I went to the Federal Express for the secretary to deliver it. So there is no way. I know they have some delays here in Nigeria. If that brown envelope was stapled, then I think there must be a problem from the Federal Express here.
Right.
I did that myself. I was the one that carefully stapled the brown envelope to the magazine.
Right, well, that's not my problem, Frank. All I can tell you is that the money is not here in this envelope.
So what am I going to do now? What do we do now?
Well, I've no idea. I need the money, and the money's not here, so, you know, there's nothing I can do.
When are you traveling?
When am I traveling? On the 10th of October. In 2 weeks' time.
When?
In 2 weeks. What I would seriously, Frank, make sure you have a word with your secretary and find out exactly how this letter was posted. If you want me to, I can send you photographs of the envelope and everything that is there, but I can tell you I've been through it very, very carefully and there is nothing there. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right. I can tell you exactly what there is. There was inside the Federal Express envelope, there was one big, large brown envelope. Inside the large brown envelope, there was a magazine. And in the pages of the magazine were some visa application forms and a card, a pink card in a pink envelope. I opened the center of the magazine and the center pages of the magazine were stapled together. I took the staples out, and inside that was a small brown envelope. I took out the brown envelope, and inside the brown envelope was a list of four names of people that you wanted me to transfer the money to. But there was nothing else in that brown envelope.
And the $200 wasn't inside the white paper?
Yes, well, that's what you're saying, but there was nothing in there. Inside the brown envelope was a sheet of white paper with four names on it, but there was nothing else in the envelope. I don't think it will be a problem with the Federal Express people, Frank, because I've never had any problems. And if you remember the last time that you sent the money, there was no problems at all.
Well, I'm saying the problem could be here from Nigeria. I sent this package on Friday, on Saturday, and it only left on Tuesday.
Yes, I think there's something not right is going on there, Frank, because when you send that package by Federal Express, I've had a look at the type of package you sent, and that should have been here within 48 hours. It should have been here on Monday. So I think there's something going on with the Federal Express in Nigeria.
Yes, because I can't understand the reason why they had to delay it, because it only left on Tuesday night.
That's right. Yeah, yes.
Okay, Willie?
Carry on.
Hello?
Hello, carry on.
Yeah, you know what? Hello?
Hello, yes, carry on, Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to arrange now to send another money to you, but this time I'm going to do it through UPS, United Parcel Service.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, it's going to leave tonight. Hello?
Hello, Frank. Well, what I will do, Frank, because you have tried so hard to get this sorted, I will give you the money back that you've already sent. So when you send me the next $200, I will send you the full fee, and I will send you $400 back.
What I'm going to do now, I'm going to send the money to UPS today, okay? And I'll give it the tracking number.
Right, okay.
First thing on Monday morning, well, please make sure you are at the office or you send someone to wait. First thing on Monday morning, I know they are going to deliver.
That's fine, Frank. I will definitely be in. That's not a problem at all. And as I say, what I will do, when I receive the final fund, I will give you your $200 back out of that so that you'll have both of your $200 back.
Okay.
I don't want you to lose any money on this deal, so I'll make sure that it's returned to you. Can you tell me how much did it cost you to send this Federal Express?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Okay, Frank. Well, I'll wait to hear from you later today then.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Bye.